you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Exodus 25, it's a chapter that describes the construction and the purpose of the Ark of the Covenant. As you know, the Ark of the Covenant is not the boat. That was Noah's Ark. Ark of the Covenant's a box that they kept things in and carried it around with them. And over it was the presence of God. In Exodus 25:21, we'll show you what was made of it here. It says, on top of the box, on top of the ark, you will put the mercy seat. So you put the mercy seat on the top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimony that I will give you. So on top of the ark is a mercy seat, and inside the ark is the testimony that I will give you. Now, the mercy seat is not a chair. It's not a chair. It's a flat piece of metal made out of solid gold. It's a lid, just a flat piece of lid that goes on top of the box and sits in a little crown that goes around the edge of it, and it sits right in it. they call it a seat. It seats. It sits in it. But it's not a chair. It's just a lid that goes on top. It's made of solid gold. It was 45 inches by 27 inches. Probably worth a pretty penny right now, the price of gold. It was solid gold, and it covered the ark. It was the kapora, the covering for the ark. In Romans 3:25, the Apostle Paul, in the Greek, calls Jesus Christ, it says he was sent to be the hysterion, the hilasterion, H-I-L-A-S-T-E-R-I-O-N, the hilasterion, which literally means mercy seat. So he says Jesus was sent to be our mercy seat. So we already have the type laid out for us in the New Testament for the Old Testament picture here. The lid. And in fact, the ark, and in fact, most of the pieces, all the pieces of the tabernacle and so forth, in one way or another represents some aspect of Jesus Christ. So here we have the lid, the mercy seat, and it is the covering. It is in Jesus Christ is our mercy seat. And upon the mercy seat, of course, you know that the blood was sprinkled. The blood was sprinkled seven times to indicate, of course, that there were number seven. Indicates the finished work of Christ. John 19:30, it is finished upon the cross. And above the mercy seat were the cherubim, angelic creatures, whose job it was to guard the holiness of God. Cherubim. The I-M suffix at the end of the word cherub means plural. We learned that in our doctrine class in Bible school. The I am is plural. Elohim means the plurality of God, the I am at the end. And cherubim means a cherub, an angelic creature. What the I am means more than one. It's plurality. So the cherubim, and in this case there's two, they were there to guard the holiness of God. You remember Genesis 3:24, when Adam was escorted out of the garden after he fell into sin, and he was no longer permitted to access the tree of life in his sinful, fallen condition. He was escorted out of the garden, And at the garden gate, two cherubim were posted to guard the way into the tree of life. It said they were there at the gate of the garden, and they had flaming swords that went every which way to guard the tree of life from anyone accessing it in a fallen condition. Now, you and I can access it today because we're saved. We're regenerated. We're not in our fallen condition. We have been regenerated, and we are been born again. So we can access the tree of life, who is, of course, Jesus Christ. But back here, Adam, who was very much loved by God, and he was going to even be covered by God, he was escorted out and could not partake of the tree of life, and the cherubim guarded against his access. So the cherubim, also in Ezekiel chapter 10, we see the cherubim there surrounding the throne of God. The cherubim surrounded the throne of God. And they were there to guard, once again, the holiness of God, to sing his praises and worship him. And it was this cherubim that surrounded. Now, the cherubim that were on the Ark of the Covenant, they, of course, were made out of gold, and they were there, but they did not have swords like they did in Genesis. The cherubim were there, the two angelic creatures, but no swords. And they were not focused upon those who were coming in the door to approach God. They were focused on the blood, because it said that both of the cherubim were looking down at the mercy seat, at the blood that was upon it. So you have the those that guard the holiness of God, now not concerned with who's coming, but concerned with the blood that's on the mercy seat and the finished work of Christ, obviously, and rather than the sinners who were approaching. So inside the ark now, it says that God was going to put in our verse we read, said that inside would be his testimony. Inside would be the testimony. Now the testimony is what God placed inside of the ark, which would now be out of sight completely. Whatever you put in the ark, and then you put the lid on it, the kapora, the covering, then there's no more visibility to whatever God has placed in there. It is out of sight, as we used to say back in the 60s. It's out of sight. Completely out of sight. And some of you were back there in the 60s. Hebrews 9:4. So this is what was inside the ark. Hebrews 9:4 tells us. It had the golden censer, was inside the Ark of the Covenant. Well, let me just read it. Which had the golden censer and the Ark of the Covenant overlaid on all sides with gold. And inside the Ark of the Covenant was the golden pot that had the manna in it. It had a sampling of the manna that was in the wilderness. Remember the manna in the wilderness? Numbers 11, God fed his people with manna in the wilderness. It had Aaron's rod. You can remember that from Numbers 17. Aaron's rod was the one that sprouted when all 12 princes of the 12 tribes put their branch or stick before the Lord, before his tabernacle, and only Aaron's rod sprung with life, meaning that God chose him. He was God's choice. And then the tablets of stone where the Ten Commandments were written, Exodus 32. So we had those three items in the ark. Those three items also represent three failures of Israel. One was the manna, which was the provision of God, but they rejected that. They hated it. They wanted flesh. They wanted other kinds of food. They wanted takeout. They wanted anything but the manna. They got sick and tired of it, and they rejected God's provision. Number two, they rejected God's leadership. And number three, of course, they rejected God's commands. So in three ways, they failed to honor God. And in all those failures, they were placed where? Inside the ark with the kapora over it, the mercy seat, the covering, and out of sight completely from any viewpoint. Nobody could see the failure of Israel. Israel's failure was gone. It was inside. Jesus had fulfilled it, Matthew 5:17. Jesus had honored the Father in his authority. He was the Father's provision, and he obeyed the Father in his commands. He did it all. And so inside that ark was all the three things that Christ did to fulfill God, the will of God in his life, but also the three things that Israel didn't do and were hidden from sight from that point on. All of it inside, covered over with the gold, Jesus Christ being our covering for sin forever. So through the ark, those failures are never, ever, ever seen again. And we got great verses like Hebrews 8:12 and Hebrews 10:17 that says that I will forgive you and remember your sins no more. Which means your sins will never be remembered, never seen, never looked upon, never found again. Completely gone. Out of the picture. Jesus taking them upon himself on the cross and removing them forever. In Exodus 25:20, we back up a verse, said that the cherubim will stretch out their wings above the Ark of the Covenant. They'll be a covering for the mercy seat with their wings, and they shall face one another, and the faces of the cherubim shall be towards the mercy seat, looking downward towards the mercy seat and seeing nothing but the blood. Somebody should write a song someday called Nothing But the Blood. Nothing But the Blood of Jesus. Because that's what they were looking at. They weren't looking at the sinner's sins. They weren't looking at whoever was approaching and whether they were worthy or not. They weren't looking at any of those things. They were looking at the blood. Nothing but the blood. Because that makes every sinner qualified in the eyes of God. The blood of Christ. So only under that scenario, with the blood of Christ and the justice of God focused now on the blood rather than on the sinner. God's justice focused on the blood, which was the atonement for sin, instead of the sinner. A lot of people in their heads, they have that God's focused on the sinner. God wants to punish sinners and reward good people. He wants to send bad people to hell and send good people to heaven. He's focused on the sinner. No, God is focused on the blood. And good, bad, and ugly can come and put themselves under the blood of Christ by simply trusting in Jesus. And the blood of Christ washes away every single sin, never, ever, ever again to be remembered by God, never to be seen by him. He never even looks at any of your sins. No matter what you might think about yourself and you might see about yourself, God doesn't see the sin that you see. In fact, he's trying to teach us not to look in those directions. He's trying to teach us not to see ourselves in sin all the time and in our failures and in our shortcomings and how badly we're doing. He wants us to see ourselves the way he sees us, without sin. Where'd the sin go? He took it. It's not because I'm acting better. It's because he took it. And I may act better later because of the love of God motivating me to honor him. The grace of God working something in me that causes me to live. That's a separate issue.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties.